What's going on, everybody? It's Jamal Bolton with a special edition of the Jamal Bolton Show. Today, I want to address a touchy subject. It's been the Urban Meyer scandal that's been happening at Ohio State. I'm sure everybody knows Urban Meyer was placed on an administrative leave because of allegations from 2015, a domestic violence dispute that Urban Meyer allegedly knew about. You know, it's his receivers coach, a guy that he's had around for a while, Zach Smith. We'll address him in a minute, but Urban's been placed on administrative leave. So we don't really know what's what. You know, Ryan Dale coached the team in his absence. Administrative leave, to me, honestly, when I look at it, when I hear it, it just seems like the team is trying to get in front of everything, see what they can do, like test everything out. Because obviously, to the public eye, you don't want to look like, hey, we're going to let this coach get away with it. But we all know how that works out at times. But, you know, I really don't know. It makes me nervous from the standpoint of, like, look, it could be the end for him. You know what I'm saying? So this is something it's very tricky. Something that you kind of got to, you know, administratively can mean a plethora of things. We're going to work on a buyout. We're going to get rid of you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So we don't really know. And it all stems from a receivers coach, Zach Smith. You know, he basically, the relationship with Zach Smith and Urban Meyer goes back even before he was born. You know, Earl Bruce, a former Ohio State coach, Urban Meyer's mentor, gave Urban Meyer his first job on the staff. He's Zach Smith's grandfather. So many, you know, you looking at that, you say, okay, I see the correlation. I see where the friendship is there. You know, why it's there, I should say. I see where the bond is at. It's one of those things where it's like, why is he even here? Because Zach Smith isn't what you call like a superstar. He wasn't what Lane Kiffin was at USC. You know, a special kid, a guy that everybody knew was going to be a great coach. Obviously, Lane Kiffin did some things that we won't really elaborate on. It was kind of silly, just rushing the process and doing things he shouldn't have been doing. But Zach Smith doesn't fall in line. And this kind of happens with Urban Meyer. Now he's in this situation. His hands are tied. And he's risking his career possibly because of his blind loyalty. And I get it. He feels like, you know, Earl Bruce gave him a start. So Meyer felt like, look, I out of sense of loyalty, I got to keep Zach Smith on my staff. And he didn't get rid of him until recently, until all the allegations started surfacing. And obviously the timing, he got rid of him before he went into the Big Ten media day a couple weeks ago. So it looks suspicious and it looks shaky. And obviously, you know, domestic violence isn't something you really want to play with. You know, it's nothing like, oh, somebody took a laptop and everything I'm saying. Let me get this straight. Everything I'm saying, nothing is great out of it. Nothing good comes from it, right? But it's something like this you got to get in front of. Hear about a domestic violence dispute. This is something you don't really want to do. You know, Zach Smith had a domestic violence incident in 2009. He was at Florida with Urban Meyer. Apparently, his wife was like 9 to 10 weeks pregnant, which makes it even worse. Domestic violence in itself is terrible. Your wife is 9 to 10 weeks pregnant, and then you pull an act like this, and it's like you're less of a man. I think any man that puts his hand on a woman, let alone a pregnant woman, is less than a man. That's just my humble opinion. I'm sure a lot of men will agree with that. You know, Urban Meyer reported it. You know, reported it to his AD. And the thing about it now that's being raised is like he knew about the incident but never reported it. So now it's kind of like if he would report it then, why would he not report it now? And it ties back into that previous statement of that blind loyalty. It's kind of like, look, sometimes you gotta shake these people because it's like, what's the point? Here I am. I'm sitting there. My job's on the line now. I got a guy here who's my receivers coach. And he's not even a great prospect. He's not even a great guy. He's not even, you know, he's not even the person that you want. Like, who hits their wife like this when they're pregnant and it's just repeated domestic violence incidents? And Urban Smith, Urban Meyer and his wife are trying to get involved and they're trying to help the couple. It's just a lot. And, you know, Courtney Smith, she reported the incident, which kind of, you know, not saying it blew it out of proportion, but this is kind of what's gaining steam from it now. And as reporters dig, I get the information, everybody else gets the information, and we just report it out. And now this is the situation. And it's like, as a receiving coach, Zach Smith was terrible. You know, he really wasn't what you call a great guy, a great addition to the staff, because they didn't need him to win. Urban Meyer could have called the shots. He could have ran it all. He could have coached the receivers. He knows everything else. He was a receivers coach at Notre Dame for 5 seasons. And, you know, you're looking at it now, I was like, why? You know, a guy showed up late to his own meetings. His character was always kind of in question, always some shady dealings with him. You know, someone, they should have just cut ties with him a little sooner. And it's like, he's 34 years old. He'll never get another job in college football again. He's marked, period, forever. Unless he goes somewhere. And people don't know anything about college football. Like, he's marked. You know, he's got a bunch of things that he's got legally that's going to be going on. But, you know, it's like, why? Why do that? And then now Urban Meyer's in a situation where you look at him, here's a guy that's always been kind of quote-unquote like a stand-up guy. I mean, he coached Tim Tebow. Everybody loves Tim Tebow. And, you know, you got Tim Tebow's coach. you do the right thing. Tim does the right thing. He's the face of the program in Florida. But let's not forget Florida. They got crazy down there as well. They got real crazy down there. You know, God rest his soul. We had Aaron Hernandez. You had Aaron Hernandez there. You had the Pouncey brothers there. You know, Percy Harvin was there. Tim Tebow was there. They had a really good team. But it was a lot of stuff that went on off the field. And Urban Meyer, you can go back and look at his old interviews, said he let a lot go on over there. But why did everybody overlook everything? Two national championships, right? So it's going to kind of make you think like, well, if he did, you know, if he did avoid reporting his last, you know, incident with Zach Smith and his wife, why, you know, did anybody, you know, did he report it to anybody, I should say? That's number one, because if he reported it in 08, 09, why wouldn't he report it 3 years ago? That's just kind of like my thing. Like, why, if you did it once, why not do it again? Makes me a little skeptical about things. And I'm not clearing him at all, but just kind of makes you just wonder, like, are these reports accurate? Is it true? I get they said, you know, she's going to have her day in court. He had, Zach Smith has his day in court. And it's kind of like Urban Meyer's future hinges on these things right here. And you know what I'm saying? It doesn't look good for him at all. It doesn't look good at all. But, you know, his reputation preceded him from Florida. You know, people knew. You know, people turn a blind eye to what they want. Two national championships, you get to play another chance. I guess we can do it. Come on, you know how it goes in college football. The more you win, the more money your boosters and alumni are going to pay. You want to keep that money train rolling. You're going to keep the gravy train rolling. Everybody gets in there. Everybody gets what they want. Everybody's happy. And now we come to this situation now because we had a guy that you're loyal to a fault. And it just seems like you couldn't cut ties with him because his grandfather's alive or Bruce got a little while back. And now he's gone. And it's like, let me cut him. Let me get rid of Zach Smith. But now we're here now. And it's like, did you, you know, it's a question that remains. It's something to be, there's a few questions that's out there that's floating around. Did you report it? Did your wife know? She didn't say anything? Like, were you really trying to cover up that much? Like, why? If you did, why is what I want to know. Because if you got a wife and you got daughters, you should want to get rid of anybody that's dealing with domestic violence. I just think off the rip, off the top. You shouldn't say, to hell with you. I don't care who helped me get this job or who helped me early in my career. You're going to have a talk with whomever your mentor is or whatever and say, look, I'm getting rid of this person. He put his hands on a female. I don't condone that. You shouldn't condone it either. And he's done. But it's weird now. Everybody's tied in now. Urban Meyer's wife knew, allegedly. He talks about his wife at the press conference as if she tells him everything. They've been married for about 30 years. If she tells you everything, you're going to know about the incident. So it gets tricky now, right? It really gets tricky. You know, he talks about doing the right things, but then it's like, you makes you scratch your head. Why hide domestic violence? Why not get in front of this and do what's right? Loyalty doesn't exist when it comes to beating a woman. I don't care who you are. But you know what happens is your ego starts to inflate, right? Your ego. I came back, I restored this program. We're in it every year. We can get to the playoff every year. Your ego. Everybody has one. And people seem to forget. College football coaches, a lot of them don't take their lead to the NFL. You know, Nick Saban thought he could do it, but he realized his tactics don't work with grown-ass men. But he can sit there and work with some 18 to 21, 22-year-olds, and he's going to get across them, which is why he's so great. You know, that stuff doesn't work. Certain things don't work. But these guys are held in such high regard. These guys are like gods, literally. You go to, think about it, Bear Bryant. He was the man. You know, he would have coached Alabama until he died if he felt like doing so. Joe Paterno didn't want to quit. We understand why he was forced out. You look at look at these guys. I mean, Urban Meyer's 54. He can coach Ohio State another 15 good years. Nick Saban's pushing, like Coach K, Nick Saban's pushing 70. Look at Coach K over, you know, with Duke. He's about 70 now, if I'm not mistaken, but he still looks great. He's like a young 70. So Urban Meyer had a chance to do something special here, and it's like, he didn't really do what's right. And it makes you question a lot of things, like why? You know, especially with domestic violence, that's just the thing. A lot of other things, you may say, look, suspend him for a few games, slap him on the wrist for this, suspend him for that. But domestic violence, it makes you go, whoa. It's a big, you know, it's a big dark cloud over everything right now. Did he report it and they just failed to like let people know? Because obviously if he lied to the media and says he didn't know about it, but then again on the flip side, he reported it to his AD and his bosses over there, he did the right thing. Him lying to the media and lying to everyone else, that doesn't matter. We don't pay, we're not his bosses, we don't cut the checks. So it doesn't look bad at all. But when you do something on this category, you know, on this line, it's come on, it's immoral. Domestic violence is one of those things you're like, dog, really? You know, it's no getting around it right now. So it's right now we at the point now is what's gonna happen. He's got a few more weeks until they play a game, and I don't even know if the decision is gonna be made by then. You know, if he's got a few options right now. You know, he'll keep his job if he reported it to his bosses in the Title IX offices. He'll definitely keep his job. If he didn't do that, they're gonna be working on an investigation. Obviously, it's gonna be uncovered. You know, I think some people won't like it, but he may keep his job. Again, these college football coaches are hired to win these games. These guys have a certain, it's something magical about these guys, the Urban Meyers, the Nick Sabans. These guys, they win. These guys win. They know what it's like to win. They can lead these programs. The Kirby Smarts, they're leader of men. Young men especially, these young guys are going to follow them. And it's different when you don't have them there anymore. People say, oh, well, you got this, the offensive coordinator coaching them. It's not the same anymore. So I believe they're going to do everything that they can do to make sure they find a way around this. I will not be surprised if he retains his job. He will. If he's fired, it's because he didn't do a damn thing. It's because he didn't get in front of anything. It's because he literally tried to cover it up. You got to realize Urban Meyer is 54 years old. Again, like I just stated, Urban Meyer could have coached him for the next 15 years. He could compete with everyone else. He can get the great players. He can get the kids from Ohio. He can get Michigan kids. I don't want to go to Michigan. He can recruit in the South. He can recruit out West. He can recruit out East. He can get anyone he wants because while he has the backing, he has the facility. It's Ohio State, for God's sakes. They can get anyone from a 3-star to a 5-star recruit at any position. But now we're here. So as I noted earlier, Zach Smith is done. He never was really even someone that you thought about coaching at the next level, coaching in college. I mean, no one. He's one of those guys where he's just kind of like a tag-along. Urban Meyer just said, look, I owe your family this, and he screwed it up because he couldn't keep his hands off a woman. So rightfully so, he should never, ever work in football again. But we know how it is in college sports. Somehow, some way, these snakes found a way to get other jobs. You know, you know, I want to switch sports for a minute. Not to get too deep into it, but you look at Dave Bliss, what he did at Baylor. With Patrick Dennehy and Colin Dotson, whatever, would that happen? And I don't even remember the documentary. It's not coming to me right now. But the documentary Showtime had about Baylor and how he tried to cover everything up. And he told the players to tell everyone that Dennehy was a drug dealer. And this is a kid that got killed. His teammate killed him. And when everything came out, he was recorded and he was saying, hey, let everybody know that he was a drug dealer. I mean, that's how dirty people play. And he got an opportunity. He's coaching at a Christian college, if I'm not mistaken. That's crazy. He oversaw a program where a kid got killed. It's ridiculous, right? So it's just one of those things where makes me shake my head. I'm disappointed in him. Urban Meyer, he looks like a huge hypocrite right now. A huge hypocrite. You're talking about doing the right thing and being a leader of men. You're the face of a program. Nobody gives a damn about who the president of Ohio State is. They don't care about that. They don't care about the chancellors. It's you. You're the highest paid public employee in the state of Ohio. Like, why? But you know, people do things for they have their reasons why they do things, right? I listen. Me personally, if he didn't say anything, it's a wrap. It's over for him. Had a great career going for himself. 177 wins right now at 54 years old. I mean, his future was looking bright. Future looked real bright. I just don't understand why do it, you know? And it's all because of a guy that you were loyal to because his grandfather looked out for you. And I get it. Like, and I hate to keep harping on it, but it just makes you shake your head. You're 73-8 at Ohio State. Like, you have everything you want. You're going to win at every stop. Everywhere he's gone, he's been a winner. And it makes you think, was it worth it? Because now everybody's going to look at you different now. If Ohio State finds a way to retain him, he's never going to be the same. He's tainted now. He's tainted. He's been a winner everywhere he's gone. Been at Ohio State since 2012. You know, won a national championship in 2014. That first year in 2012 when they went undefeated and they were on probation. They probably could have won a national championship that year because they were just that good. 11-3 in bowl games. Look at him. The guy does everything. You know, 2 SEC championships, 3 SEC Eastern Division championships, 2 Big Ten championships. you know, 4 Big Ten East Division championships. I mean, the guy's amazing. Michigan hasn't even been much of anything since he's been there. He can coach football. Multiple Coach of the Year awards. It's like, what do you want to do now? But, you know, it's not here to sit there and say Urban Meyer is the victim. I'm just sitting there trying to display everything he's given up because he was sitting there trying to cover for someone that didn't deserve it. And it's about doing the right thing. I got a daughter. Somebody hits my daughter, ain't going to be no loyalty. Oh, no, the hell with that. We got to figure out a way to make sure, you know, you don't ever do that again to another woman, but we're going to address you putting your hands on my daughter, God forbid if that ever happened, because I'm going to react the way a father's supposed to react. And as a man, if another man hits another woman, and he's my subordinate, listen, I got to take care of that. We're not going to deal with that. I don't even understand that. It's definitely something psychological when a man puts his hand on a woman. I'm not dealing with it. I don't want to deal with it, and I'm not going to deal with it. So, you know, he's Urban Meyer's got another situation on his head. You know, his new contract at Cincinnati signed, pays him about $8.5 a year. It includes a clause about reporting allegations of abuse. How this is interpreted is unclear, but Ohio State could walk away from this without having to pay him anything if they fire him. He's owed $38 million in a buyout if for some reason he can go and, you know, I forget the proper term, God, it'll come to me. Lord, forgive me. But if he's offered a buyout, it's $38 million. But if they find that they have a right to fire him, he's not. He's done. He's going to walk away empty-handed. So it's a tricky situation right now, and everything is just going. I know the story's changing, and things are happening as the minutes go by. Things are just changing, you know, every hour or so. So we all waited. Ohio State's doing, you know, they form a group to direct. They formed the group to direct the investigation. For what I'm seeing, ESPN. So we have to wait and see, and we got to wait and see how he addresses the allegations. It's just a nasty situation overall, but it's just not looking good. So it's a dark cloud in Columbus, Ohio right now. I feel bad for Courtney Smith, Zach Smith's wife, because she's going through hell now. Her name is all out there. She went from being a regular, you know, an anonymous person to now everybody knows your name. And pretty soon they probably know exactly who you are and what you did. And you know, it's just a bad thing overall. Hopefully she finds some peace with herself about everything. Hopefully she, you know, I'm hoping that he never puts his hand on her again. And I'll give my take. My prediction, I honestly think they'll find a way to keep Urban Meyer. I really do. I think they find a way to keep him. I think they're going to find a way. They may suspend him for a few games, but they may retain him. Because he's, again, anybody listening is going to say, oh, you're bugging us, domestic violence incident. College football coaches are kings. They're gods. God forbid Bear Bryant got into a scandal, and if I'm wrong about any scandal, I didn't dig into anything, but I've never known of him to have a scandal. If Bear Bryant had anything wrong with him, they would find a way, unless it was just something where it's like, look, the evidence is too damning, we can't do it anymore. They would get rid of him, but they wouldn't get rid of him, but they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to do anything like that. Bear Bryant was a god. You know, Urban Meyer, since he's been in Columbus, he's been a winner. They love him. He brought a national championship back home. They're going to find a way to keep him. That's just how college sports are. Presidents will come out and they'll say, oh, we're embarrassed. We're this, we're that. Trust me. Deep down in their hearts, the last thing they want to do is get rid of Urban Meyer. That's the last thing they want to do. But we'll see how this works from a PR standpoint. We'll see how it pans out, what they uncover, if he covered his tracks. You know, nobody wins in this situation. Courtney Smith has been tortured. Zach Smith is a lowlife scumbag. And he put his hands on a woman. And Urban Meyer just kind of caught in the middle of it because he failed to tell the truth because he had blind loyalty. And sometimes being loyal to the wrong people never does you any good, as is the case right now. So Urban Meyer stays, a few games suspension. In the event that he is fired, obviously, he's going to fight for the money. He's going to try to find a way. He's going to try to say he was wrongfully terminated. Going to try to find something different. Obviously, his wife has text messages. She was communicating with Courtney. So she had text messages. I don't know to what extent she has text messages, but something to pop up and something to come out. And that's what I think. That's why I think his job is going to be saved. In the event that his job is not saved, somebody will give him a chance. It's not like it's a Sandusky and Paterno thing. He didn't touch any kids, Urban Meyer I'm talking about. So if he is fired, it'll be because of lack of proper judgment. But I've got a weird thing to think. I got something telling me if he gets fired, He'll go on TV for a year or two. He'll go on a press conference, I'm sorry tour. People will realize and say, Urban's a good guy. Urban didn't mean for this to happen. We all make mistakes. I mean, listen, if a coach can be responsible, Dave Bliss, for a guy dying and then covering, not responsible, but if he knew about what was going on and then lie in the dead kid and say, hey, tell everybody he was a drug dealer so he doesn't lose his job, that guy didn't get any lower than that. He's got another job coaching at a Christian university of all places, right? So if he can get a second chance, if a president of a Christian college, right? A Christian college looked and said, hey, he deserves a second chance, I think Urban Meyer will definitely coach again. And don't be surprised. And do not be surprised if he's terminated and let go, he doesn't resurface in 2 years at Notre Dame. I'm just throwing it out there right now. I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot, but I will not be surprised if he resurfaces at Notre Dame. He coached there for 5 years, from 96 to 2000, receivers coach. There's always been rumors about him going back. Brian Kelly, is it what you want to call a guy that can lead a program to national prominence? He's not Lou Holtz. So the program has been mediocre for a while, right? They need a new spark. Notre Dame, independent. They play who they want to play. NBC every weekend. Urban Meyer. It sounds weird to some, but I can see it happening. So he may get his chance. At the end of the day, college coaches always, they always win from a financial standpoint. I just don't think this looks good. I just really think he needs to get out. He needs to say something. He needs to talk. He needs to speak on it. Needs to be sincere. Needs to be truthful. And we need answers. Other than that, nobody wants to hear anything you have to say. But that's all I have for now in this situation. It's a tricky situation. And by no means is my laughing or anything to be interpreted as me taking anything like with domestic violence as a joke. I'm overly excited about it just because I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. There's nothing worse than a man putting his hand on a woman. I find it to be terrible. It's like the lowest thing you can possibly do. This is a crappy thing. Nobody wins here. A young lady was abused. A guy's out of work. Another guy loses something that he's worked so hard for. And there's a chance Urban Meyer may not have a coach again for what everybody's talking. He may be done. You know, it dampens his legacy and things of that nature. Who knows what happens? He learns his lesson from that. I'm sure he'll tighten up the ship and run a program a little bit better. You know, but you can't discipline a young man if you're not going to discipline, the adults or your staff. You're accountable for everything and everyone, especially as being the head coach. But it's another edition of the Jamal Bolton Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you happen to tune in, please, I'm on all platforms. I'm on Apple. I'm on Google Play. I'm on everything. I'm also through the Anchor app. So please just go to Apple, whatever your service provider is, Google Play, whatever. Go to find the Jamal Bolton Show. Hit subscribe. Thanks again. Follow me on all social media platforms. Actually, I only use Twitter and Instagram for my sports page, but it's on Instagram is at Sports Drama Entertainment, and at Twitter is at Sports Drama ENT. So please follow, keep up with me. I'm trying to get you all the news that I can get you and pump it out as soon as I can. So thanks for everything. Appreciate you for tuning in. And I'll be back soon with some more hot topics and some news. Later.